Last week, I went to see the IMAX film Everest. I just read John Krakauer's book, Into Thin Air, and marveled at human endurance and will in the face of the thin atmosphere, extreme cold, and high winds. The expeditions that spring of 1996 were faced with terrifying tragedy as unexpected storms and avalanches exacted a horrible toll in human lives. The IMAX film team rescued one man and helped save several other lives by unstintingly sharing their oxygen and supplies, though they jeopardized the success of their own $5.5 million project to do it. But as the film attests, this intrepid team finally did make it safely to the summit. The day before their final ascent, as the movie focused on them hunkering down in their wind-whipped tents at their camp beneath the summit, I couldn't help but notice that there were birds up there with them, checking out the supplies for any tidbits of food. These were alpine choughs, diminutive relatives of crows and ravens that thrive at high altitudes. Choughs are like the native serpas, so acclimated to high altitudes that they often become instrumental in the success of expeditions. Only choughs refuse to carry supplies, so their rates are much cheaper. They also get less credit than even Hillary's partner, Tenzing Norgay, got. Choughs manage just fine in the highest mountains in Europe and Asia, including the Pyrenees and Alps, as well as the Himalayas. As opportunistic corvids, they eat a wide variety of natural food items. One chough that accidentally injured itself and died in midwinter had in its stomach over 20 snails of a species that lives in rock crevices. They also take insects and berries, seeds, and other plant and animal matter, and scavenge on anything else they can find. When snow and bad weather make food hard to find in winter, they retreat to lower altitudes and follow skiers and mountain climbers to bag or steal whatever they can. In the Alps, they're regular visitors to ski resorts where hotel owners object to their presence. Like ring-billed gulls begging for food at fast food places in Duluth, alpine choughs gather at hotel windows for handouts where guests happily oblige them. There's some evidence that humans in our quest for high altitudes have been instrumental in bringing choughs up there with us. Of course, the choughs are physically designed for the thin air. You'll never see one of them needing supplemental oxygen. The only other bird one might expect at 27,000 feet on Mount Everest is our good old raven, another member of this amazing family. Although bigger and one might presume hardier, ravens don't spend as much time at extreme altitudes as choughs do. But both species actually live in the high reaches of the Himalayas. Bar-headed geese, lammergeiers, steppe eagles, griffins, and Siberian cranes have also been recorded migrating above 20,000 feet there, and even hoopoes have been recorded as high as 19,000 feet, but it takes a corvid to make its actual home there. How do they breathe in that thin atmosphere? Bird lungs are designed for extraordinary efficiency. Those who consider humans to be at the pinnacle of evolution have only to look at bird lungs, eyes, wings, and ears, at their sensitivity to geomagnetism, barometric pressure, and ultraviolet rays, to know that avian bodies are most assuredly more highly evolved than ours. The brave human climbers who exceed all normal human limitations in their quest for the highest point on the planet might ask choughs why they don't join them in climbing those last few hundred feet to the summit. Human climbers are consumed with the feeling George Lee Mallory articulated, because it is there. Choughs would be likely to retort, nope, been there, done that. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.